Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Janet Pearson's biography boasts several academic and journalistic honors, but the editorial, the associate editor for the Tulsa Word writes, lamenting the poor treatment of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and its president and CEO, Jill June, displays either a calculated effort to veil the truth or a stunning inability to see the obvious. Pearson spends about 1,000 words detailing Planned Parenthood's woes and wondering why the once popular group has since become a frequent target. There is much talk of family planning, reproductive health, and reproductive rights, and some discussion of sex education, personhood laws, and congressional efforts supported by pro-life Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney to defund the organization. But after all these detours off the main road, Pearson never gets back on the freeway to answer why the antipathy towards Planned Parenthood. Could it be, just possibly be, that people have a problem with supporting a $1 billion a year organization that performs about 330,000 abortions a year, making it the nation's largest abortion chain and responsible for more than one out of every four abortions performed in the United States? You'd never know it by Pearson's account. The word abortion doesn't even show up until the 16th paragraph, and just that once in a passing reference to a few court decisions related to Oklahoma laws. The choice to portray June and Planned Parenthood of the Heartland as the sympathetic hero/martyr strains all credulity. The affiliate is Planned Parenthood's ever-growing behemoth Midwestern affiliate with, as Pearson points out, 31 health centers in Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. It is the same affiliate that in its earlier incarnation participated in the trials of RU486, the abortion pill. And it is the same Jill June that reported to the press that testing had ended in Iowa with no complications among the 238 women who participated in the trial. When a doctor came forward to say that he had needed to perform emergency surgery to save the life of a woman who lost half her blood volume during her abortion, June told the media that no complications referred to the trial, that the trial was conducted successfully, and not to the conditions of the woman. Get it? The trial did just fine. The woman who lost half her blood, not so much. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland has rightly received increasing attention of late for two reasons in particular. With five recent mergers, it has gobbled up four weaker affiliates. In addition, it has launched the notorious webcam abortion procedure, in which the abortionist is never in the same room as the mother who is about to abort. The affiliate began by offering this to many of its smaller Iowa clinics. Now it has offered webcam abortions as a model for other Planned Parenthood affiliates and other family planning clinics that desire to expand their abortion offerings to more remote and more minimally staffed facilities. It is a way to exponentially expand the number of abortion clinics, and hence abortions, in the United States and potentially in other parts of the world. This is the same affiliate that has recently built a large abortion clinic in Lincoln and announced plans to open a dozen more health centers in Iowa and Nebraska. In lamenting other pro-life initiatives, Pearson ignores the pain and hurt suffered by real people at Planned Parenthood clinics, such as the unborn child and the mothers scarred for life by the horrors of abortion. CEO Jill June tells Pearson that money spent on family planning, that is, money going to groups like hers, is a smart thing to do economically and a smart thing to do to alleviate human suffering. If June and Planned Parenthood really want to alleviate human suffering, they should stop performing and promoting the destruction of human beings at their clinics, millions at Planned Parenthood. If June and Planned Parenthood really want to alleviate human suffering, they should stop performing and promoting the destruction of human beings at their clinics at Planned Parenthood nationwide. That's the reason for the antipathy towards Planned Parenthood and its mission.